Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 8th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released April 30th and May 1st, 2003.
Nazarene, our young friend Gibby is back with this question. In your days on Earth, 2,000 years ago, did you yourself leave any written record of your doings, such as a journal or diary? If so, where is it now?
Good to hear from Gibby again. I always enjoy his questions. They are usually very thought-provoking. I myself left no diaries. I left no written writings. I didn't have time to. I was too busy traveling and teaching and trying to get the word out because I knew I only had about 3 years to actually do my work. So I didn't have time to sit down and write down my thoughts. I left that to others, and I think they did a very good job putting forth what I said to them and what I thought about things and how I felt about things. I have no complaints on those issues. I appreciate that you and Demetrius have put down the story of my life and left it for your people, that I will not even be left out of your writing. And I think that is very, very kind. No, I left no records myself. I left no writings. My teachings were clear enough that they didn't actually need to be written down. They were easily passed from mouth to mouth. And as most people in those days were illiterate, couldn't read anyway, it didn't make much sense for me to write things down. Most people were taught by hearing from other people, not by reading. So it is a vast difference from today. I think if I had been around today, I would have left far more writings because I would have been able to reach a lot more people in that way. But in those days, I was not able.
That's too bad, Nazarene, but I'm so glad we're here now to help.
We do not know what we would do without you, Alora, but we need more. We need many, many more. We need people to spread the message far and wide, and we cannot understand why they do not come.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you like friendship poems that speak to both your heart and your soul, check out Pegasus Friendship Poems Collection at www.friendship-poems.us. There are some free samples and a book that you can purchase online. Great stuff. Nazarene, we reported recently you have personally joined the battle against Tony Blair, Prime Minister of England. Why is this? Why is he so upsetting you?
Unfortunately, Alora, he has become the focal point of the Dark One's power to destroy the Kingdom of God and destroy Israel by giving Jerusalem to the Palestinians. We cannot tolerate this. We cannot allow this. We cannot permit it. Blair is a puppet of those dark powers that want to destroy the Kingdom of God, that want to destroy mankind because they have been hurt and didn't get their way. So we have to act against Blair. We have to act against his policy of giving away Israel and giving away Jerusalem to the barbarians and the murderers who murder our children, who blow up innocent people to get their way because they are selfish and greedy and want something that does not belong to them and that will never belong to them. As long as Blair and his party support the surrender of Israel for a false peace that will never be maintained, that will only make things worse in the area, we have to fight. Unfortunately, the British leaders have always had this policy of appeasement that has led to destruction time and time and time again, and they just don't learn from the past. The Kingdom of God will survive. Jerusalem will survive as part of Israel, and nothing will stop us from keeping it a part of Israel. And if Blair is in the way, we will remove him.
I just know you win, Nazarene. Look what's happened to everyone else over the ages who's made heaven mad.
They just don't seem to ever learn, Alora. They keep coming back for more and more. You'd think they'd get the idea of what we can do after a while.
We'll be back again.